This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. In a rare bipartisan showing, the United States Senate has voted to start work on a $1 trillion infrastructure bill. This after U.S. President Joe Biden and a bipartisan group of senators reached agreement on major provisions of the package that is a key part of his presidential agenda. Mr. Biden welcomed the accord as one with the most significant long-term investments in nearly a century, he said, on par with building the Transcontinental Railroad or the interstate highway system. It's unclear if enough Republicans will eventually join Democrats to support final passage. A U.S. government watchdog group says the Afghan government in Kabul will be fighting for its life and could well fall to the Taliban after the U.S. completes its military withdrawal from the country in August. A new report from the Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction describes the situation as bleak and echoes concerns that Afghan security forces are not ready to mount any meaningful resistance, despite a series of cautiously optimistic assessments by high-ranking U.S. military officials and Afghan leaders. The group is charged with monitoring events on the ground. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris will soon travel to Vietnam, the country's president said Thursday. He said he looked forward to Harris's upcoming visit as he met with U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin in the presidential palace without providing further details. U.S. officials traveling with Austin did not confirm the visit and referred VOA to the White House. Austin, the first Biden administration cabinet official to visit Vietnam, arrived in the midst of the crippling COVID-19 pandemic and just days after the U.S. shipped 3 million doses of the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine to Vietnam. This is VOA News. Federal workers in the U.S. are expected to be told Thursday they will need to be vaccinated or submit to regular testing for the virus. U.S. President Joe Biden said he will speak about coronavirus-related matters later Thursday. Signs began appearing Thursday in federal buildings, including the White House briefing room, requesting that even the vaccinated wear masks. The Biden administration will let a nationwide ban on evictions expire this weekend, saying it has no option given a Supreme Court ruling. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The CDC put the ban in place last September and extended it to the end of this month to protect households behind on their rent due to the pandemic. The White House says the president wanted it extended further, but the high court has ruled the moratorium cannot go past July without congressional action. The administration says the president's urging lawmakers to act without delay to protect vulnerable renters and families. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Israel will begin offering a third shot of the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine to people more than 60 years old, a world first in efforts to slow the spread of the highly contagious Delta variant, Israeli TV and radio said Thursday. Those eligible will be able to get the booster shot as long as they receive their second dose more than 5 months ago. U.S. Aid Chief Samantha Power will visit Ethiopia next week to press for humanitarian access into conflict-battered Tigray as fears grow of famine, it was announced Thursday. Power will meet officials in Addis Ababa. Besides famine, the humanitarian access also aims to, quote, meet urgent needs in other conflict-affected regions of the country, end quote, the U.S. Agency for International Development said in a statement. Armenia's prime minister said Thursday he would request the deployment of Russian border guards along the country's frontier with Azerbaijan to prevent further escalation after new clashes. Last year, Armenia and Azerbaijan fought a six-week war over the breakaway region of Nagorno-Karabakh. The conflict claimed some 6,500 lives and ended with a Russian-brokered ceasefire that saw Armenia cede territories it had controlled for decades. Three people were found dead as a forest fire burned for a second day in southern Turkey Thursday, the country's AFAD disaster agency and the agriculture minister said. Efforts to rescue others and extinguish the blaze continued after more than 100 people were evacuated, required medical treatment, or suffered property damage. Officials also launched an investigation into suspicions the fires that broke out Wednesday in Turkey's southern Mediterranean coast were the result of arson. By remote, Diane Roberts.